Grab a pint of Guinness, turn up your speakers, and sing along. This is the Pub Songs Podcast. And now, a toast! Here's to a long life and a merry one, a quick death and an easy one, a pretty girl and an honest one, a cold pint and another one. Slancha!
Alright, let me start with this.
We don't care about your litter box. We care about Mark Gunn.
Litter box,
man. Come on, here's a litter box. No way to drink all that.
Litter box. Be honest.
Someone sent me a song actually called "The Naughty Kitty," and it's I haven't really learned it, but yes, it's the whole story of the naughty kitty to the. On the floor has gone, in the living room you will find it. The litter box is in the bathroom found, not a scratch is made inside it. No bad cat, I cried aloud, in hot pursuit I tailed him. Away he scampered at my curse's bow, and not a thought I... I would pursue him. Yeah, that'll be for the next cat CD. once I finally get around to learning it. That's a nice one. It ends up talking about the song ends up next time you change my litter, So. Well, I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I've found a nice pub. This happened to me once before. in Colorado once, when I first started learning my cat songs, I totally spaced on the original versions. Andrew was so pissed off. The look on his face was priceless. I mean, it was just sort of a, because I was totally spaced, so all of a sudden I'm starting to sing this cat song, and he's like,
I will kill you.
And he grinned and bared it and chewed me out later.
Well, I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. And now I return with gold in great store, for I never will be a wild rover no more. And no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I be a wild rover, and nay, never. To an alehouse I used to frequent, and I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom like yours I can have any day. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I be a wild rover. No, nay, never, no more will I pull from me pocket 10 sovereigns bright. And the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wine of the best, and I'll take you upstairs and I'll show you the rest. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I be a wild rover. No, nay, never, no more. Well, I'll go to me parents and confess what I have done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And if they'll caress me as oft time before, and I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I be a wild rover. No, nay, never, no more. Well, I have been a wild kitty for many's the year, and I found a nice pub that serves milk mixed with beer. Well, it makes me quite happy, so I'll purr with galore, for I never will be a wild kitty no more. And it's no, nay, never, never no more. Will I be, oh, I have pity. No, never no more. Will I begin at an alehouse while hunting for a fish? The back door was left open, some food they not miss. Well, the landlord, he caught me and took me out back. And he said, if you're good, I'll bring milk for tilapia. No, nay, never. I mean, never no more. Will I be a wild pity? No, never no more. Well, the landlord, he brought me some milk from the bar. But he thought it'd be cute to add whiskey from the jar. Well, he laid it for me. I sniffed cautiously. Then I lapped the milk down and passed out on his knee. And it's no, may he never. And may never no more. Will I be a wild pity? No, never. Landlord, he took me inside to take care. When I woke, I refused to drink milk without beer. So now every night I stumble galore. I don't land on my feet, but I'm wild no more. And it's no, may he never, may he never no more. Will I be a wild kitty? No, never no more. And it's no, may he never. Never no more will I be a wild kitty. No, never no more.
As long as it was stuck in my head, you know, I figured why not play it. I probably should have made a nice set list, but you know. To Pembridge Town, County Down, one morning last July. Down a boring green, in sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. Well, she looked so sweet from her two bare feet, the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself to make sure I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Eddie K, and from Galway to Dublin Town, no maid I have seen, sweet Colleen, that I met at the county down. As she onward sped, sure I shook my head, and I looked with the feeling there. Then I said, says I, to a passerby, the maid with the nut brown hair. Well, he smiled at me, and with pride says he, that's a gem of old Ireland's crown. She's young Rosie McCann, the banks of the band, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry he came, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I ain't seen, sweet Colleen, that I met at the county down. Well, I traveled a bit, but there was it, since my roving career began. Till fair and swear, surrender there to the charms of young Rose in the pen. I had a heart to let and no timid yet, the sea in shawl or gown. But in she went, I asked no rent from the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry K, and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I seen, sweet Colleen, that I met at the county down. Thank you.
harvest fair, I'll be surely there. I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, my shoes shone bright, my hat cocked right, for a smile from my nut brown rose. No pipe I smoke and no marsupial, no thrust my powdered brow, till a smiling bride on my own fireside took the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen, sweet Colleen, that I met at the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen, sweet Colleen, that I met at the county down. I had to smile with the whole, you know, the picture we took just came up, so.
Yeah.
The Dear Less picture.
Aaron has that one of you guys in Atlanta.
Yeah.
On the little notepaper. I worked really hard on it. That was a very good present.
All right. Anything y'all want to hear, though? Oh, yeah.
Fairy story?
That's one of the few I can do. Andrew sings, that is. In days of old, in a kingdom of old, there lived a fearsome dragon, and the king he was in great distress, and the country's spirits flagging. Until one day there came a knight, he was handsome, bold, and charming, and he slew the dragon with his sword, and a smile that was so disarming. A hey and a ho and a hey, not a no, a smile that was so disarming. Well, at least I think I can. And said the king, I wish to know your name. The knight said, do not bother, for the name of a knight in a realm, says he, is the same as any other. Said the king, tonight in my daughter's bed, you shall take your leisure, and she'll reward you for your deeds with a night of exhausting pleasure. The hey and a ho and a hey not a no, a night of exhausting pleasure. One daughter she had raven hair, a maiden young and chaste, and she slept all night in the pale moonlight, naked to the waist. The other daughter, she was fair, the fairest in the town, and she slept all night in the pale moonlight, naked from her small waist down. With a hey and a ho and a hey not a no, naked from her small waist down. Well, the night he spends many an hour behind the castle wall, but the ending to my story here isn't what it seems at all. For in neither bed of neither maid was he repaid for his glory, but he slept all night, the king instead. This is a fairy story. The hey and a ho and a hey not a no, this is a fairy story. I remembered. Well, you want to shout? Do some shouting here? We can do the McIntyre.
Yes.
All done town. So your line, of course, is somebody shout McIntyre and you shout McIntyre! You know? Some friends and I in a public house played a game of chance one night. Went into the pub, a fireman ran his face all chalky white. What? Up, says Brown. Have you seen a ghost? Have you seen your Aunt Mariah? Me Aunt Mariah, be buggered, says he. The bleeding pub's on fire. And there was Brown, he was upside down. He had left it on the whiskey at the floor. And better, better, the fireman cried as they came and knocked the door. Well, don't let him in till it's all drunk up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre.
McIntyre!
And we all got blue by peril and drunk when the old thing caught fire. Oh, well, said Brown, what a bit of luck. Everybody follow me! It's down to the cellar. If the fire's up there, we'll have a grand old spree. So we went down to good old Brown. The booze we could not miss. And we had an air 10 minutes or so till we were all quite pissed. And happy. And there was Brown, he was upside down, he had left the whiskey at the floor. And booze, booze, the fireman cried as he came in a good old. Somebody shouted, McIntyre!
McIntyre!
And we all got blue wine paralyzed when the old thing caught on fire. This Nick walked over to the port wine tub, gave it a few hard knocks, started taking off his pantaloons, like why the shoes and socks. Oh, no, says Brown, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that around here. Don't go washing your trousers in the port wine tub when we've got Guinness beer. And there was Brown, he was upside down, he loved the whiskey on the floor. And bears, bears, the fireman cried as they came and knocked at the door. Whooped up at him until it's all drunk up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre.
McIntyre!
And we all got blue by peril, they drunk when the old gun caught fire. Then there came to the old back door the vicar of the local church. And when he saw our drunken ways, he began to scream and curse. Ah, you drunken soul, you heathen clown, that's taking a drunken spray. Ah, you drank up all the Benedictine wine, and he didn't save a drop for me. And there was Brownie, the upside down, the loving old whiskey on the floor. And bears, bears, the firemen cried as they came and knocked at the door. Well, don't let them until it's all drunk up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre. And we all got blue by peril of the truck when the old gun cap got fired. And there came an awful crash. How the fire roof gave way! We was almost drowned in the fireman's hood, but still we was gonna stay. So we got some tacks and some old wet sex. We nailed ourselves inside. We sat there drinking the finest rum till we was bleary-eyed. And there was Brownie the upside down, lapping the whiskey on the floor. And bears, bears, the firemen cried as they came and knocked at the door. Well, don't let them in till it's all drunk up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre.
McIntyre!
And we all got blue by peril and drunk when the old gun cow caught fire. Later that night when the fire was out, we came up in the cellar below. Our pub was burned, our booze was drunk, our tents were hanging low. Oh, look, says Brown with a look quite queer. Seems something raised his ire. Now we gotta get down to Murphy's Pub. It closes on the hour. And there was Brown, he was upside down, he had left a little lift to the floor. And bears, bears, the fireman cried as they came and knocked at the door. Whooped up at him until it's all drunk up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre.
McIntyre!
Delay reaction. And we all got blue by peril, took the meal, they cut the fire, and there was Brownie, left side down, and left a little whiskey on the floor. And bears, bears, finally quiet as they came and knocked at the door. Well, took them into the tall drunk cup, somebody shouted, McIntyre.
McIntyre!
And we all got blue by paralytic piss, like you sound. And we all got the town caught fire. Nice. Yeah. It should be a shot drinking song. McIntyre Slam, right?
Right.
Yeah, that would
work.
By the end.
By the end, you know, it'd sound, it'd be a lot more like that. Yeah. You probably want to extend it a little bit longer just so the alcohol can really kick in, but, yeah.
We don't need alcohol to get drunk.
I'm going to say that many shots during the next song, everybody would be. What? What do you say? What do you say? Yeah, what?
But a muffled child, I shall I walk by town, oh, where's your child? Wind blow high in the wind, blow low through the street and the kilt I go. All the lassies cry and listen, down, oh, where's your trousers? I went to a fancy ball, it was slippery in the hall. I was afeard I might fall, cause I may had on trousers. Wind blow high in the wind, blow low through the street and the kilt I go. All the lassies cry and listen, down, oh, where's your trousers? I went down to London town. Have a little fun in the underground. The ladies turn their heads around. They got a wedding trousers. The wind blow high and the wind blow low. Through the sheets and the kilt tiger. All the lassies cry and listen. Down the wedding trousers. Ah, the lassies love me, everyone, but they must catch me if they can. Because I'm racing the highland and said, down the wedding trousers. Window high and the wind blow low. All the lassies cry and listen, Donald, where's your trousers? Way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, early in the morning. What do you do with a drunken Scotsman? What do you do with a drunken Scotsman? What do you do with a drunken Scotsman early in the morning? Way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, early in the morning.
Takeaways, play more chili sober. Takeaways, play more chili sober. Takeaways, play more chili sober. Hell out in the morning. Way-ho, up she rises. Way-ho, up she rises. Way-ho, up she rises. Hell out in the morning. Give him some dog food and call it haggis. Give him some dog food and call it haggis. Give him some dog food and call it haggis. You won't know the difference. Way-ho, up she rises. Way-ho, up she rises. Way-ho, up she rises. Hell out in the morning. Some whiskey and watch him pass out. Give him some whiskey and watch him pass. Give him some whiskey and watch him pass out. Air out in the morning. Way-ho, up she rises. Way-ho, up she rises. Way-ho, up she rises. Air out in the morning. Find two laughs to lift his kilt up. Find two laughs to lift his kilt up. Find two laughs to lift his kilt up. Air out in the morning. Way-ho, up she rises. Way-ho, up she rises. Way-ho, up she rises. Air out in the morning. Ask them if he's bobbing noggin. Ask them if he's bobbing noggin. Ask them if he's bobbing noggin. Hell out in the morning. Way-ho, up she rises. Way-ho, up she rises. Way-ho, up she rises. Hell out in the morning. With eyes down from the Isle of Skye. I'm already big, but I'm awful shy. The lassie shout as I walk by. Down on where's your child? And the window high and the window low. Through the sheets and the kilt I go. All the lassies cry and sing. Down on where's your child? Way-ho, up she rises, way ho, up she rises, way ho, up she rises, her light in the morning, at the window, hey, the window low, through the streets and the kilt I go, all the lassies cry, hello, St. Donald, where's your trousers? Thank you.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
How's it going?
How are you doing?
Good.
I know it.
Concentration.
Well, it worked into the song really well, though.
Yes, yeah. It did.
I mean, you know, turn around.
Outside the door.
If only she said, you know, Donald, where's your trousers? You know, that would be perfect.
It's my cue.
That's okay. No, next time.
Next time. Go back out the garage.
All right, I'm going to do a new song. Actually, that's old songs. One of the first songs I learned, Irish songs. What's really funny is that, you know, when Andrew and I started playing music together, neither of us had really spent much time with Irish music growing up, you know. Andrew had listened to, you know, the Irish Rovers a little bit with his, you know, on road trips with his dad. And I had listened to bagpipes with my dad, you know. And that's about most of my experience with Celtic music in general until, you know, we started playing together. And then all of a sudden on the South Mall, you know, people started saying, you know, listening to us and saying, hey, you need to learn this song, and giving us tapes and such, you know. And so that's where I learned a lot of these songs, like this one, which is, I think it might have been, like, from the Wolftones, but I don't really know who wrote the song or where it came from. It's a pretty song. Irish Rebel Ballad. It's called Old Finian Gun. It's barrel long and brown. And one day with a boy's desire, I climbed and took it down. My father's eyes with anger flashed. He cried, what have you done? I wish you'd left it where it was. That's my old Fenian gun. It with love and pride, and I looked it o'er and o'er. I placed it on my shoulder and I marched across the floor. My father's eyes, they softened and he shared my boyish fun. Oh, well, he said, 'tis in your breed, like that old Fenian gun. Remember 67 well, the lads like you and me.
it strike another blow to set old Ireland free. But broken were our golden hopes, we were long months on the run. We did good work for Ireland then, that brown old Fenian gun. I was down then in Killala, 'twas the hottest fight of all. And you see, he's bared his arm, there's the mark still of the ball. I hope the young lads growing now will hold the ground we won, and not disgrace the cause in which I held that Fenian gun. On my shoulder, I heard my father sigh. I knew his thoughts were turning back on days now long gone by. 'Twas then I vowed within my heart, I'll be my father's son. And if ever Ireland wants my aid, I'll hold that Fenian gun. Years ago I've grown a man, and I've weathered many a gale. The last long year I've spent inside a gloomy English jail. I've done my part, I'll do it still until the fight is won. When Ireland's free, she'll bless the men who held that Fenian gun.
The Irish Rebel Ballads are some of the coolest, the most passionate songs that I know. Just really pretty songs. But they're also pretty morbid, so let's pick that up a little bit. Something that's a little bit cheerier. About death.
I'll tell you a story that happened to me one day as I went down to Yore by the sea. The sun was bright and the day it was warm. Says I, a quiet pint wouldn't do me no harm. I went in and I called for a bottle of stout. To the barman, I'm sorry, all the beer is sold out. Try whiskey or patty, 10 years in the wood. Says I, I'll try cider, I've heard that it's good. I'll never again if I live to 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. After drinking a quart of that Johnny jumped up. After down the turn, I went out in the yard for a bump in the brody, the big civic guard. Come here, boy, don't you know him at all? When I up me, this night shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up. But it wasn't I hit him, 'cause Johnny jump up. And the next thing I met down in your say was a cripple on crutches and said to me, I'm afraid for life, I'll be hit by a car. Won't you help me on down to the railway men's bar? Having down your pint of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and danced on his feet. And never, and never, and never again, if I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. Had a drink and a quart of that Johnny jump up. But I went to Lee Road, a friend for to see. They called the madhouse in Cork with a Lee. But when I got there, to the truth I will tell, where they had the poor bugger locked up in a cell. To the guard says, think and say these words if you can. Around the rugged rocks the ragged rascal ran. Tell him I'm not crazy, tell him I'm not mad. It's only 6 pints of the bottle I had. I'll never again if I live to 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. Had to drink in a quart of that Johnny jump up. Well, a man in the mines by the name of McNabb, they watched him and laid him outside of the sea.
lap. And after the corners, measurements should take for his wife to come home to a bloody fine way. About 12 o'clock when the beer was hot, and the corks he set up, and he said with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up till I bring them a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. I never again if I live to 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. I never again if I live to 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. That was actually the first song that I had, that was one of the songs that actually got me booked at a Renaissance festival. I had like two Celtic songs, that was one of them, and, you know, a nice song by Tom Lehrer, you know, and the other one being a very beautiful Celtic ballad called Lounging in La La Land, so, which, yeah, not so much. About a maid, I'll sing the song, sing rickety tickety tin. About a maid, I'll sing the song, who did not have her family long. Not only did she do them wrong, she did every one of them in. Them in. She did every one of them in. One morning in a fit of pique, sing rickety tickety tin. One morning in a fit of pique, she drowned her father in the creek. The water tasted bad for a week. We had to make do with gin, with gin. We had to make do with gin. Her mother, she could never stand, sing rickety-tickety-tin. Her mother, she could never stand, and so a cyanide soup she planned. Her mother died with a spoon in her hand, and her face in a hideous grin, a grin. Her face in a hideous grin. She set her sister's hair on fire, sing rickety-tickety-tin. She set her sister's hair on fire, and as the smoke and flames were higher, danced around the funeral pyre, playing a violin, oh Lynn, playing a violin. She tied her brother down with stones, sing rickety-tickety-tin. She tied her brother down with stones and sent them off to Davy Jones. All they ever found were some bones and occasional pieces of skin, of skin. Occasional pieces of skin. Always a fun verse to sing in an Irish pub and serving stew. Oh wait, that's the next verse. One day she had nothing to do, sing rickety-tickety-tin. One day she had nothing to do, so she cut her baby brother in two. Served him up in an Irish stew. And invited the neighbors in. Virgin. Invited the neighbors in. Now when at last the police came by, sing rickety-tickety-tin. And when at last the police came by, these terrible deeds she did not deny. To do so she would have to lie. And lying she knew was a sin, a sin. And lying she knew was a sin. My tragic tale won't prolong, sing rickety-tickety-tin. My tragic tale I won't prolong. And if you did not enjoy this song, yourself to blame for letting me go home. Should never have let me begin. Begin. Should never let me begin. Let's see here. I had another song that I was thinking about. Oh, I remember. It was inspired by the conversation about Harry Potter. So this one is a song that it was a song I wrote to the tune of "Rising of the Moon," and it's Harry Potter and the Rising of the Moon. So it really just tells the story of how, you know, basically the very beginning of book one. So, and of course, since I was looking for something that had to do with cats, it has cats in it, of course. Oh, Come tell me, Tom O'Carroll, tell me why you scurry so. He caught the hairball, his fur glistened, and his whiskers wiggled low. I bear rumors from Godric Hollow that you know who is through. He killed James and Lily Potter by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. He killed James and Lily Potter by the rising of the moon. And come tell me, Tom O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. Old Hagrid says I'm Privet Drive, Muggles, look there, says he. McGonagall and Dumbledore will meet Hagrid there soon. On the doorstep of the Dursleys, by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. On the doorstep of the Dursleys, by the rising of the moon. Out from drainpipe swoops and windows, golden eyes peer through the night. May Paul was heard a shuffle neath that amber street lamp light. Rumors ran along the valley like the barn owl's lonely croon. And 100 cats were gathered by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. 100 cats were gathered by the rising of the moon. For Privet Drive, a tabby cat did stand, and the lamplight disappeared inside old Dumbledore's right hand. A baby slept in Hagrid's arm as his motorcycle touched doom. What'll become of Harry Potter by the rising of the moon? By the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. What'll become of Harry Potter by the rising of the moon? By the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. And her at last for freedom by the rising of the moon. That's a simple song. Let's go ahead and do a drinking song from long, long ago. Because I have a... What's that?
We should get some drinks then.
All right, go for it.
Does anybody want something?
You want something?
No, just water for me. That'd be great.
I'll get you water. Anyone else?
But, what was I going to say? I don't know if you've heard the, drinking song, the prequel. I ended up writing Jedi drinking song, the prequel, too. Because you have to have a prequel for that. But I'm going to save that for a little bit later, because the prequel always comes after the original, so. So. Thank you very much. I have one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine, a bourbon on the rocks. I had one left on the right and another on the left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Long time ago in a pub far away, I sat on a bar stool just to drinking away. I couldn't hold it down, I guess I had too much. I felt a tremor in the force, and then I lost my lunch. Woke up in a desert land, feeling hot and sick. I saw a bearded man, he looked like some kind of hick. He told me, hand in my face was gone. He said, let's go see Yoda, and I'll teach you the song. I had one pint of beer, and one shot of scotch. One bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one left on my right and another on the left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. We got a starship and we flew off into space. He said his name was Obi-Wan, there was no time to waste. I have to get a train before it's too late. So drink this bottle of whiskey and don't give in to hate. Train even on and drank most of the bar. We had to stop on four flies in the nearest Death Star. I learned to control my fear and hold my alcohol. Soon I was able to stand when Obi-Wan would fall. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one left on my right and another on the left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. A man, I looked him in the eye. He looked right back at me and said, "Turn me on my side." Obi-Wan said, "Careful, the Yoda is the best." I said, "Okay, Shorty, bring on that test." Well, I can tell you how it ended. I could tell you some lies, but let's just say that on that night, the Force was on his side. I got riled up. They threw me in the jail. I said, "I don't believe it." Yoda said, "That's why I failed." I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one left on my right and another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, "Give me the test." I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one left on my right and another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Well, I looked that Muppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Well, I looked that little runt right in the eye. I gotta work on that picking part here, I think.
Oh, blame it on that harp. Ah, that one's not.
Yeah, that was it. It was the other auto harp. You're good at coming with these excuses. I mean, that's like almost as good as Andrew is coming with the excuses.
I've been in school for many years. You learn to pick up those excuses.
See, I never did work on those excuses until like when I started playing with Andrew. And I learned a lot. He's my Jedi master on that.
Does anyone else here watch Red Dwarf?
Yeah.
It's got cats.
What's that?
It does have a cat. I was going to request it, but then I thought if I'm the only one who watches Red Dwarf, then...
Well, you know,
I will be the only one.
There's at least one line in there that everyone laughs at. So even if you don't catch all the little subtle hints... The mind ship, the Red Dwarf, is careening off into space. 3 million years it's been adrift, you're the last of the human race. You were frozen in a stasis tube for saving Frankenstein. That was the great-grandma, she was in the hall when it became the spot chosen time. And it's cheer up. Ow! How am I looking now? On the mind ship, the Red Dwarf, I'm the coolest cat around. I'll have one fish for my breakfast. I'll have two fish for my tea. I'll learn to fish from the two defenses. 6 fish is all I need. I'll wear my suit of gold lamé and earrings like fish bones. I'll spend my day investigating and playing with my yo-yo. And cheer up. Yow! How am I looking now? On the mining ship, the Red Dwarf. On the coolest cat around. If the despair squid gets his way, I may lose my cool and flip. Imagine I have but teeth so big to refer there to a ship. Now some may say I'm a shallow guy, but the Inquisitor knows it's true. But a butt like mine is quite divine, so have a look or two. And it's cheer up. Ow! How am I looking now? On the mine ship, the Red Dwarf, I'm the coolest cat around. My man, Ace Rimmer, likewise Frankenstein. Here's a help now through that mirror there. I can see I'm looking fine. My organs are color coordinated. My stomach is feng shui. My heart is thumbs with a funky beat like a salsa dance for me. And it's cheer up. Ow! How am I looking now? On the mining ship, the Red Dwarf. I'm the coolest cat around. I'm a gonna get you little fishies. I'm gonna get you little fish. I just hope I don't break another tooth in a future record rip. And I'll play a game called Better Than Life. Have a mermaid girlfriend. She's top half fish and last below. And tastes good on both ends. And this cheer up.
No!
How am I looking now? On the mining ship, the Red Dwarf. I'm the coolest cat around. And it's cheer up.
No!
How am I looking now?
Did that get played up in Portland?
Well, I do. Well, yes, it did. But I, you know, I do the CD version, which is, you know, looks good on both ends as opposed to tastes good on both ends. You know, that's a little bit more risque.
See, that probably meant all you want to go out and watch Red Dwarf.
I've seen enough of it. No, I don't
want to
watch anymore.
Really? You like Red Dwarf? What's wrong with you? I mean,
I'm out.
Time to go. All right, that's it. I love Red Dwarf.
That's always my bridger into British comedy. I'm like, if you don't like Red Dwarf, you won't like any British comedy.
No.
See, I love British comedy.
True.
I just don't like Red Dwarf.
Really?
Because I think it's like the funniest that British comedy gets.
I think Father Ted is the ultimate British.
Yeah. Well, I always get that, but I don't like sci-fi. I'm like, yeah, but it's four guys, and they're in space, but there's... It's just four guys, but
I just love the fact that it's sort of like Star Trek, but there's no like real rules to the universe. You know, the storyline changes at the drop of a hat. You know, it's like, how many women has Rimmer slept with? You know, it'll vary depending on the episode. You know, more than likely none, but you never know. There might have been one. And, you know, zero or one, even though he's dead, yes. So, I just really appreciate that. Let's do one more, and then we'll take a short break and play some more after that. Summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming. The wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, will ye go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme. All around the blooming heather, will ye go, lassie, will ye go? I will build my love a bower by yon clear and crystal fountain, and all around the bower a pile of flowers from the mountain. Will ye go, lassie, will ye go? All go together to pull wild mountain thyme. All around the blooming heather, will ye go, lassie, will ye go? I will roam the country o'er, through that dark land so dreary, and all the spoils I find I'll bring to my darling dearie. Will ye go, lassie, will ye go? And we'll all go together to pull wild shine all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, will ye go? If my true love, she won't come, I will surely find another to go wild mountain time. All around the blooming heather, will you go, lassie, will you go? And we'll all go together to a wild mountain time. All around the blooming heather, will you go, lassie, will you go? And the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, will ye go? And we'll all go together to a wild mountain thyme. All around the blooming heather, will ye go, lassie, will ye go? And we'll all go together to a wild mountain time. All around the blooming heather, will ye go, lassie, will ye go? And we'll all go together to a wild mountain time. All around, lassie, will you go? Thank you. Find out more about the Pub Songs podcast at pubsong.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.